On what's likely to be a frosty noontime ceremony this January, one presidential candidate will be announced with a well-known march, preceded by the ultimate in U.S. fanfare. Not one, but four sets of drum ruffles and bugle flourishes.
When he was asked to name his favorite song, John F. Kennedy famously replied, "I think Hail to the Chief has a nice ring to it." The story behind the official presidential anthem begins with a six-part romantic poem penned by Sir Walter Scott in the early 1800s called Lady of the Lake. Scott's tale was about power, not pomp. But one line, signaling the arrival of a Scottish chieftain, reads, "Hail to the chief who in triumph advances." The popular poem sparked a flurry of musical adaptations, including the familiar melody in a song composed by a London theater orchestra conductor named James Sanderson. One version soon hopped across the pond to Philadelphia, where it was performed at a theater on Chestnut Street. And in just a couple of years, with new lyrics, it made its way into patriotic repertoire. In the late 1800s, President Chester Arthur didn't much like what had become the presidential standard. He asked John Philip Sousa for a replacement. But Sousa's The Presidential Polonaise was just a one-term favorite. It's the tune attributed to Sanderson, born of Walter Scott's poem hailing a Scottish chief that will announce the 45th president of the United States.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.